And we're back with the candidates for Sitka mayor here. I'm here in the studio with current mayor Mim McConnell, who is seeking a second term as mayor of Sitka, and Orion Hughes Knowles, who is who's challenging for her for the office of mayor here in Sitka. And we're taking your calls tonight. This forum is for you to ask the questions you'd like to ask of your candidates for mayor. And so the number to call is 747-5877. Again, 747-5877 to ask questions of the candidates. You can also email your questions to news@kcaw.org, or you can post them on our Facebook page. So lots of ways to get your questions to the candidates. And right before we took a break, we were talking a little bit about affordable housing, and one of the things that that Mayor McConnell mentioned was this sort of question of youth leakage, of sort of young people leaving Sitka, and it's sort of a perennial question of how to get young people to return to Sitka and to stay. And this question is going to go first to Orion, and I mean, perhaps you can speak to it even from a personal perspective as someone who left for college and then returned. What can the city do to make Sitka a place that is attractive for young people to return to and to stay in?
Well, I think affordability of housing affordability, of course, is on the top of that list. Job training, I think, too, is very important, because you get out of Sitka High School and you look around, and a lot of times it's tough to break into the job market here because there's a lot of outside professionals that come into Sitka, and a lot of times Sitka High graduates are left in the cold. And we need to change that. We need to have more job training opportunities. University of Alaska offers a lot of opportunities there. I think the city could be working closely with them to increase that. We do need to find new ways to create and foster a community that supports the young working class and allows upward mobility and allows kids who were born and raised here and who went to school here and got a job working here, they can start a family and buy a house. And also, I think working with the fishing industry too, of making, maybe sponsoring some apprenticeship positions there, so because fishing is a vital part of our economy. So I think that providing opportunities through job training in the fishing industry and lowering the cost of living for young people would be great.
And Mayor McConnell, do you have thoughts on keeping young people, attracting young people to Sitka, keeping young people in Sitka, making it a place that people can and want to live?
Well, you know, my organization, the Community Land Trust, that has been our main focus, is helping the young people to have an affordable place to live. So that's, for me, a lot of my own personal energy has been going into that, to making that happen. And we're, of course, just at the seedling stage with that, and that program will grow over time and have more and more of an impact, positive impact on helping to keep young families here. It's even open to young people that have moved away and want to come back. So we don't even... you don't even have to be here right now. You just have to have called this home and want to come home again. The fishing industry is vitally important. That was a part of my family income when I was raising my children, and I have one child that still is dependent on the fishing industry for much of his income. So it's... And I have two grandchildren that have gotten into fishing. So it's really, really important. It's such an important part of our economy here. In fact, it's about the same as the visitor industry as far as the percentage of our diverse income. So I think one of the things, Mark Gorman has been working on with some fishermen in town, is doing a fish expo and trying to help strengthen our fishing industry. And I think part of that will be looking for ways to, you know, what can we do, fishermen, to help make things better for you? So I think there is that openness and that willingness by the city to do what we can to make things better for the young people. Because we know. I mean, we've seen the reports every year from CETA about what our economy is doing. And we look at the demographics, And it's kind of scary. And I'm, you know, I'm that other generation, the older, the baby boomer that's getting old now. And we need the younger generation to help take care of us, especially as we get older. You know, they're going to be providing the services that, as I'm creeping into dementia, I'm going to be needing some help, you know, so.
That'll be your job, Orion.
Yeah. I think letting, making it clear to the young people in this town that the community, they're an essential part of the community moving forward, and that they are the future of this community, and that we need, that it is a priority to provide these services for them and to provide these opportunities. It's going to be, it's very important to make that clear, make the communication clear.